Police Chief Paul Ferreira said that officers have been investigating a case which includes a retired county detective as a person of interest.
It's an ongoing investigation. It involves drugs that appear to be missing from one of our evidence packages. When the weight was discovered, was the weights didn't match.
Ferreira explains that when drugs are used as evidence in a case, once the case is closed, the drugs are usually destroyed. A small amount can be put aside for use in the training of recruits or drug dogs, and those drugs are tracked very carefully.
When you submit a case to evidence, it's weighed. When they took it out, they weighed it before they're going to take anything for training because it was a closed case. And that's when they discovered there was a discrepancy in the weight.
Ferreira would not identify the retired detective who is a person of interest, nor would he say how much cocaine and hashish is missing from the police evidence room. He stressed that a procedural error might be to blame, adding that there is no solid proof it was stolen. Chief Ferreira says that when vice detectives discovered that cocaine was missing, all drug cases handled by the detective in question were reviewed. That's when they discovered that hashish was missing too, with missing evidence going back as far as 2014. Hawaii County Prosecutor Mitch Roth confirmed the case has recently been referred to his office. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.